Hello.
Yes, I'm Michelle. Sorry, I missed your call.
Okay, yes.
The patient has the assessment today, right? Between I think it's between 1 to 3.
Not to my knowledge. I just left a message with Latoya somebody, and they said they would get back to me within 24 to 48 hours.
Oh. In the system, I do have that Mary is scheduled. I
It's
texted you
already
one day.
scheduled, you're saying?
Yes, I think so. Let me just go
And
there just one second. Yeah, on the
no one
23rd.
notified us that it was scheduled.
On the 23rd of last month, you texted me that Max is scheduled for March the 2nd between 1 to 3. So I took this information from you, but
No, I didn't text you that.
No.
That didn't come from me.
Let me see again. I'm just going back to the text just to verify. There. Let's focus you then. Oh, we have the appointment scheduled for Monday between 1 to 3.
Between 1 and 3. Okay, I hope I can get her up and around, because nobody
It's
said anything to us.
I should have called you by Thursday last week, but yeah. So look, it's an in-home visit, so you don't have to be with them, but it's they're gonna ask them a few questions. You should have some form of ID. Not complicated. Do you have time now to call in the telehealth doctor to schedule the PCP form? It's a 15-minute appointment over the phone, just to schedule it.
I thought we had done that already.
No, so the broker is scheduled for today, and the telehealth doctor to sign the PCP form. That's not done yet.
Well, somebody called and I spoke and they said that's what we were doing. It took me about 20 minutes. I had to answer all our medical
Oh,
questions.
let me. So it might be that they called you already. Let me see.
Yeah.
Go into the portal. Just one second. Pulling that up.
So what is this? This is a second interview with a broker, 'cause I thought she saw a broker too. She saw a
No, it's
broker
not.
and she saw one person from Office of Aging, and I thought we just needed to schedule a second from Office of Aging.
No. Oh, so the patient had already two assessments?
Yes.
Also, then that means that you have already done all the assessments.
I'm pretty
Is
sure a broker, she spoke to a broker, Office of Aging came out. I thought we had to do two with the Office of Aging.
No. We only have to do one with the Office of Aging. So if she had already the Office of Aging, that means that they're just waiting for the PCP form to be signed. Once that's signed, they're sending it over to the county for review. So, you want to call in the broker to confirm that?
Yes, what's the broker's number?
So the broker's number is 877-550-4227.
8550 4227.
So they might ask to speak with a patient together with you to hear their consent. But so if you so I'll update the status that the patient had both assessments. So the only thing that's still missing is probably the PCP form signed from a doctor.
Okay,
So we
well, can
have.
you check for the PCP form? Because I did that with the guy. He called me. We went over medication, her needs. He asked about if she had any falls or anything, and he said that was the PCP form
So I
that
do
needed to
see
be.
over here. Let me see. I see they tried to call you on the 27th and on the 26th, but I don't see an update that the form was completed. I'll email them now to check if it was
Okay.
completed, and I'll let you know. So
Okay.
just if you can call the broker to make sure that the patient had both assessments, and if they're still missing the PCP form, we can help with the telehealth doctor. It's a quick appointment.
Okay.
So I guess I'll wait for you to let me know to update if they had everything. So if that's the case and the PCP form was also done, I'll send in the PCP form once the telehealth doctor gives it to me. So I'll send it into the broker, and once they have it, they're sending it over to the county. So the county is reviewing. The county are reviewing the financial status as well, financial proof. So if
okay,
the patient
see,
has
and
any,
the lady ahead. That came out said the next person that came, which I was assuming was the Office of Aging again, would collect her bank statements and stuff. Because they
right.
didn't, the lady that came didn't take those.
So
is it the broker that's coming to take those, or is it Office of Aging should have come and taken them?
So you can actually give it to either of them. You can give it to the broker, either to the nurse of the aging agency. So you can do both. If you didn't do that, if they didn't took it for some reason, we can still send it into the county. So we can send it into the broker and to the county.
Yeah, she didn't take them because she said the next person coming was going to take them.
So there's no other patient that nurse that should come. So if she had both assessments, one with the broker, one with the aging agency, then the assessments are done for now. So the only thing is the GCP form. So just call in for the broker. Try to confirm with them.
That they came or they didn't come.
Yes, if they came and it's not, and I guess they didn't took the financials, so we have to send them into the county. So what do you have for financials? Does the patient have a bank account?
She has the 5-year bank statement.
Okay, great. So, and is the patient getting Social Security income?
Yes.
Okay, so they will also want to see an award letter, so stating how much they get every month. So the patient should have such a letter.
She's not going to know where it is. I'll have to try to go on her SSI account or SSA, whatever it's called, and print one.
Okay. And also, if you're not able to download it from there, you can also call them and they can mail it to you as well.
Okay.
So I'll be waiting. I'll confirm with the telehealth doctor if they finish the appointment, and I'll be waiting to hear from you about the assessments, okay?
Okay. Let me call the broker right now and see.
Okay. Sounds like your plan. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.